This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. We're going to get the skinny on the cobalt industry. We're talking no other than Andy Rumpel. He is the CEO and president of Cobalt Power Group. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol CPO. They also trade down here in the States on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CBBWF. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Everett. Nice to be back. Thank you very much.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
We are exploring for cobalt and silver in the old mining camp of Cobalt in Ontario, which is about 5 hours' drive north of the Toronto Stock Exchange. So it's we're not in a weird country far away with corruption or anything. No, this is Canada. This is Ontario. It's nearby, and it's an old silver camp where they mine silver veins. And some of the highest silver grades ever reported come from that area. And these guys closed the mines down 40, 50 years ago when the silver price fell out of bed. And they never accounted for the cobalt, which they thought was a weird byproduct. But now we evaluate cobalt in a different light of view. And we need the cobalt for the lithium cobalt batteries, which amongst all those lithium batteries seem to be the one with the best capacity, longevity, the charging time is the shortest, and so on. So cobalt is now much more important than it was in the past, and the silver is also still there.
You know, what stage of exploration are you guys in at this moment?
It's a bit funny, because strictly speaking, we are next to an old mine, so it's mine extension, and not greenfields, which is a bit weird because these mines have not been operational for some time. However, we have good information of the underground. We have the old maps of the tunnels, the old drifts, the shaft positions. It's all there, and we're drilling in extension of those old workings. So strictly speaking, it is mine extension, but that's not the only thing we do. We have quite a substantial land package, and in other areas we are opening up old roads and old trenches, which you are allowed to do in Ontario whilst we are acquiring an exploration permit.
I was going to say, the last time you were on the show, we also talked about a little bit about the Brown Neal Lake property. I just want to know if you might be able to bring us up to speed on that also.
This is a gold project in Saskatchewan, which has been dormant for some time. And we are not the majority shareholder there. It's I think we have a 30% in there.
That is correct.
And it's pretty. So cobalt is the main focus. That's where we are. And as I said, it's something between mine extension, brown fields, but also green fields. And the important portion there is we are right next to an old mine, the Deerhorn Mine, or even before that it was called the Cross Lake O'Brien Mine, which has mined up to 22 veins. Most of them run into our ground, where they were mined in the past, and we are drilling now for the extension of this vein swarm, as we call it.
So have we already done a 43-101 and a feasible study on currently doing on the cobalt on that property?
We do not have a 43-101 yet. However, whatever we do at the moment will be part of it. Everything we do has to be compliant with the national instrument 43-101, and eventually after what we call phase three drilling, we would like to write a 43-101. What we currently do, the drilling, is phase one, and we envisage, depending on the results, to plan, we would like to drill phase two and phase three. After that, we should have enough holes, round about 50 drill holes, to write a 43-101.
My guest today is Andy Rompel. He is the president and CEO of Cobalt Power Group. They trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol CPO. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CBBWF. Can you give us a current project of where we're at on the cobalt, when we might actually be able to monetize or bring some of that to the balance sheet?
The cobalt price is going up. It has gone up significantly. Last year when we started, in September, the cobalt price per pound was $11.98. This is US dollars, not Canadian. We are in Canada.
Right.
So in the meantime, this morning, I just had a look, it's $26.70-some. In other words...
Holy cow.
In other words, the cobalt price has more than doubled.
Absolutely.
Which tells you something about the demand, and it tells you something about a lack of supply or foreseen supply. In other words, the demand will go up even further with the gigafactories coming off the ground and ramping up. The one in California, Elon Musk's gigafactory, is actually Samsung, I think. They're ramping up. They're not in full production, but they already have an appetite for cobalt. You have the plants starting up in Germany, but also in China. China, however, is happily buying cobalt from the DRC in Africa, which would be considered by Elon Musk as conflict cobalt, because it comes from a country which has child labor and it has a lot of corruption. A lot of things are not right down there in Africa. But he says, I want my materials from North America. And yes, we can supply, hopefully soon, cobalt and also other materials from North America.
What are the future plans of your project?
Well, the future plans, it's manifold. Number one, we want to finalize this phase one drilling successfully. And I've just come back from the field, and it looks very, very good and encouraging. Then follow that up with phase two, maybe this year, phase three early next year, and then have something like 50 holes, which would probably be enough to ride a 43-101. That is the one thing. The other thing is to get the exploration permit for the rest of our non-patented ground and do greenfields exploration and find more veins. We know of a second vein swarm which should enter our southern property, and we definitely want to trench and to do geophysics, especially IP. That would work, and eventually follow that up with drilling.
What's the ultimate plan here, Andy? Is it to sell out or excavate it yourself?
We are actually in a nice position that, A, we could sell it at a later stage, at an advanced stage, where you have a resource, some nice 43-101, and then you say, all right, the next stage is a feasibility study where mining houses could show an interest. That's the one thing. But we also do have the in-house expertise to actually mine it on our own. Of course, you need an EPCM. That goes without saying, but we do have the in-house expertise to venture into mining.
Wow. My guest today is Andy Rompel. He is the president and CEO, giving us the latest story on his company, Cobalt Power Group, Inc. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol CPO. They trade on the OTC markets here in the States under the ticker symbol CBBWF. In closing, Andy, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out to the listeners?
Yes. What I would like to say is please follow the news, especially in the next weeks and the next couple of months, as we should be finishing our drilling project, and we will, of course, report back via news releases. Please watch us, check what we're doing, and hopefully you find it good what you read.
Are you undervalued here at the current price level?
Severely, I would think. When you look at what we actually have with the old mine, we have a high certainty in the knowledge of our veins and also on the grade, and it's all about certainty. when you move projects from greenfields, you have very little certainty. You move it to brownfields, you have a bit, you gain more certainty on what you actually have. We actually have an old mine. We have a lot of knowledge. We have a lot of data. Hence, the certainty is pretty high. So I do feel that we're undervalued. We should be a lot better. But that'll hopefully come right once we release the results from the first phase of drilling.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today, giving my listeners an update on your company. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 50 days and give us a report of what's going on.
I'd be happy to come back on your radio show when we have good feedback, probably in something like 2 months.
Andy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.